Welcome to Beyond the Body, a podcast for women who aren't afraid to dive deep into who they are, embrace discomfort, and level up their mind, body, and life. I'm your host, Christina Slater. If you've ever struggled with body image, self-worth, or knowing how to take your fitness to the next level, you have come to the right place. We go deeper than just the latest fad diet or trending workout to provide you with the mindset tools to transform your body, upgrade your mind, and reclaim your life. Let's get into it. Hello, you guys. Welcome back to Beyond the Body. I am your host, Christina Slater. And today we have the head coach at Cut and Conquer here with us today, Brittany Burgess. Hello.
Hello. What is going on, guys?
So, fun and very relevant episode for both Britt and myself and a ton of our clients at Cut and Conquer today, because we're going to be kind of breaking down and walking you guys through a parent's fitness survival guide and just kind of packed with tips and experiences to help you guys manage parenting, whether you're a mom, you're a dad, a stepmom, a stepdad, whatever the case, maybe you're an aunt, and you're trying to navigate your fitness journey without feeling the mom guilt and still being that healthy role model for your kids and your family. So, I mean, obviously, I'll let Britt start us off because Britt is a new mom. Colton is, what, is it 7 months?
Yeah, he's 7 months as of yesterday, actually, which is like so crazy to me. But yeah, he's still a little guy though.
Yeah, so that's obviously a completely different experience than I've ever had, because I have obviously two stepsons, but I came into their life when they were, I believe, 5 and 8. And now they're like 11 and 9 almost. So I have a different dynamic and perspective than Britt has. So let's kind of start just breaking down some tips and experiences you've had when it comes to like that brand new parenting stage.
Oh man, like this is so, this is actually like a relevant, like, episode for me, like, cause I'm still like,
you're living it.
I'm living it, man. Like I am really working through it, and it's like, hasn't probably, I'm going to say in the last month, I want to say fitness wasn't like my number one priority, obviously, like my son is, and how drastically like my life changed and like trying to find where I stand and all of that. And like, you know, going from kind of, you know, where the gym and like fitness was like everything. Like I was at the gym like 5-6 days a week. I, you know, I had no other obligations, you know, other than work, and I could be there as like long as I wanted. Like I didn't have to worry about anything. And like now I obviously can't do that. So it was like a huge change for me, but I feel like I'm almost coming out on the other side of that now. And parenting is a freaking whirlwind, dude. It is hard and it is overwhelming with just, I feel like, the responsibilities, your obligations that are thrown your way on a daily freaking basis. Like my day is full. And I feel like for many parents, like this means that their fitness needs go by the wayside, because like, I know I've let mine do that, but it's so important to take care of our parenting obligations. It's still so equally important to tend to our health and general needs so that, you know, you can be happy and healthy and we can be there for our kids. And it's super bonus too. When you take good care of yourself, you're going to set a great example for your children to follow, which was so important for me, why I needed to get my shit back together and kickstart my fitness journey again. And it's obviously not easy. I have days that I'm like, are you kidding me? Like the last thing I want to do is work out. You know, if he had a rough night, if we, you know, I'm tired, if he's just cranky, if he's teething, like there's just so much shit is thrown your way. And there's days that I so don't want to work out, but I'm trying to change my mindset. Even if it's a 15-minute freaking workout, dude, like I don't even care. I'm trying to get movement in wherever I possibly can right now.
Totally. I love that you brought all of that up. I think like two really big concepts that are so important as a parent who is looking to achieve their fitness goals, the kind of two big themes that come up into my head right away anyways, is discipline and adaptability. Because
yes,
as a mom, like you need to be able to adapt your schedule. Having said that, it doesn't mean that you completely let your own needs go or you completely drop all of your boundaries. You still have to stay disciplined. And Britt and I did an episode on this. I can't even recall, maybe Britt, you remember, about kind of like the power of kind of like your daily non-negotiables. And I think that, it was the one about injuries and pregnancy. So I think having a healthy pregnancy and like an active pregnancy to the degree that you can be active is so important because it's obviously 9 months of your life. And I think if you can maintain some of those non-negotiables throughout your pregnancy, it's just going to be that much easier to pick it back up once your baby is here. Of course, it changes things. And Brittany, you can speak to that as well. But a lot of the time, and it doesn't have to even be pregnancy related, it could be anything. But when we have something like that, that completely changes our life, it's so easy to just toss our goals by the wayside. I'd be like, oh, I'll come back to those. But it's so easy to do the little things, but it's even easier to not do them, right? So if you can maintain things like hitting your protein and just staying active and being mindful about your food and even tracking your food, if that's something that you do during your pregnancy, like you're still going to have those habits post-pregnancy and you'll be able to integrate that into your life. I know some people, obviously, like Britt, you had a bit of a complicated pregnancy where you weren't able to work out in the kind of later bit. Yeah. But again, I know that you were pretty disciplined with your diet and your mindset and everything. And I think that if you hadn't have done that, it would probably be even harder.
Oh, 100%. And like a thing that I'm doing right now, and it's kind of like you touched on it, but is how I'm trying to set my priorities. Okay. So I feel like we've all heard the reasons or excuses that you don't have time for fitness. You don't have time for your nutrition. You don't have time for you. And it's so easy to say that shit when you're stressed out from the pressures of parenting, not even just parenting, everything else, but just for this episode of parenting. But like a little real talk here, chances are if fitness is a priority for you, you're going to find a way to make it work. Okay. So making it a priority, if you don't feel inclined naturally, can be as easy as, I guess, reassessing your reasons. So do you want to be around and fit and healthy to play with your kiddos and even, you know, all the way down the road, even your grandkids years from now, this can be your why for making, you know, fitness a bigger priority if your tendency is to push that shit aside. So, and this is like, this was like a thing for me, like you might have to cut out something else from your schedule, such as say, you know, TV or scrolling on Instagram for, you know, 20 minutes, half an hour that you do at the end of the day, or, you know, while you're laying in bed before your kids wake up, remind yourself of, you know, why your health and fitness are important to you and kind of map out a plan and then always have a plan B for when things are freaking crazy because life is crazy with kiddos.
Totally, totally. And I think again, like you said, the adaptability part is really important. And this kind of relates to just to fitness in general. Like it's easy to have that mentality of like, oh, I'm going to be super dialed in. And we all know those people. And I've been this person who is like, okay, I'm going to cut out everything bad for my diet. I'm going to go to the gym every day and I'm going to do cardio every day. But honestly, like that in a sense takes less discipline than being the person who can actually adapt your schedule. Because if you're that person who like goes crazy with fitness, okay, great. But chances are you don't do that when life is hectic, especially if you're a parent, right? So being disciplined enough to be adaptable and be like, okay, well, you know what? Yesterday maybe wasn't the best day. Maybe my kid was sick or the sleep schedule was all messed up and I didn't get my workout in and maybe I didn't quite hit my goals with my nutrition, but you know what? Today's a new day and I can get right back on track, but you have to have the discipline to do that.
Yeah. And that's the thing that I kind of struggled with too, is like throwing that kind of, I guess, trying to be perfect and like perfection. And like, if things change, cause like things are obviously going to change, having a kid, your schedule is not going to look the same every single day. So like knowing that consistency is going to be perfection every single time. I feel like knowing this and like kind of making this a mindset is going to be like a huge burden from, you know, it was for me off of my shoulders, but like many parents' shoulders, like you do not need to be absolutely perfect with your diet and training. I find with me, it's like that 80-20 rule right now with your nutrition and your training and all that shit. Like you just said, you know, today it could have been an absolute shit show. Like I couldn't have got my workouts in. I barely even ate anything. Like it shit show. Then you just need to get back to it tomorrow. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. And I think as well, and I think if you can implement this from as early on as possible, the better, is like remembering and being aware of your own needs. Because of course, especially when you have a new baby, like bonding with your child, and it's just a different season of life, right? So your priorities might be different than they would be 2 years from now, 3 years from now, or whatever the case. But no matter what, like you as a individual, as a woman, as a mom, a dad, whatever, still have needs that need to be met in order for you to show up as your best. So like diving in and figuring out what are the kind of even 2 to 3 non-negotiables that you need each day to feel fulfilled as a human being so that you can be a good parent.
Yeah.
And that might not be directly related in sense of like, oh, get my workout in or hit my nutrition goal, but just like making sure that you have the space physically and mentally to show up as a good person.
Like one of my like daily non-negotiables right now, like obviously number one is like get movement in, whatever that looks like. If that's, you know, a 15-minute workout, if I'm able to get a 45-minute workout in, sweet. If I go for a walk with him or, you know, his swimming lessons, like whatever the movement looks like, that is number one on there for sure. But as of late, like a non-negotiable for me is like taking time to rest as well. Like even if it's like just sitting down for like 20 minutes, having a coffee, just chilling, like that is so important for me right now. And I find if I don't do that, I am just like a hot mess, man. The day is like flies by the end of the day. I am absolutely exhausted. And like, it's good for my mental health as well. Like I need to rest. I cannot be go, go, go constantly, because if I am not showing up as my best self, then I can't be my best self for Colton. And that's like my number one priority.
I love that you brought up the rest topic, because that was the next thing I wanted to talk about. And it's super relatable as well, being like a new mom and also someone who works shift work. Obviously, it's not the same, but like obviously my spouse works shift work and a lot of our clients work night shifts and day shifts, and you're switching back and forth. And again, you have to maintain that same level of discipline and adaptability when you're waking up and taking care of your child in the middle of the night, and or like if you're working 3 days, 3 nights, 6 off, whatever the case, because the fact is that's your schedule. Is it ideal? No, not really, but you have to play the cards you're dealt. And with our shift working clients, a lot of the stuff we talk about at Cut and Conquer is like finding, and I don't like the word balance, but like that fine line between being able to challenge yourself, but not at the cost of burnout or overwhelm, because then you're not going to make progress. Yeah, sure, it's going to feel good for 2 weeks or so, but you're not going to actually gain any long-term traction. So it's finding that place where like you can train hard and effectively, even if that's 20 minutes, 30 minutes, if that's 3 days a week or whatever the case, but then also making sure that you are also recovering and having the rest, because the training isn't going to do any good if you're showing up and half-assing it because you're exhausted. And that's the same thing we talk to our shift working clients about, is like, if you're on night shift, like your training and even your nutrition sometimes might look different than when you're on days off or when you're on day shift, right? So being able to be adaptable and find that like equilibrium where you're still progressing, but not at the cost of burnout or your own mental or physical health.
Yeah, that's so important, because like that's kind of what I was doing when I started working out again and kind of like, you know, I guess getting my shit back together and like finding my purpose again with that. And I was almost going too hard. It was like affecting my training. It was affecting my, you know, my mental health. It was affecting, and I'm like, okay, like this, something's not adding up here. And like, when I would look at my days, I'm like, man, I am literally not resting. Like I'd ask myself why I was so freaking tired at the end of the day. And like after Colton went to bed, like I just wanted to go to bed. And like, Ben's like, oh, like, but like, you know, I want to hang out and like all this stuff. I'm like, dude, I'm so exhausted. But like looking at it, it's like, I wasn't prioritizing rest. Like, and it doesn't have to, you don't have to lay on the couch for an hour. Like you can just literally be sitting down for 20 minutes, you know, reading a book, having a coffee, doing some yoga, stretching. Right now, I having a bath, like just resting is like so key. Like for me right now, my training is better. I find that I have more energy and, you know, I don't feel like I'm going to pass out at friggin' 8:30 at night and I can actually spend time with Ben at the end of the day.
Yeah. Rest is so
underrated. Mm-hmm.
I think another really good tip that anyone can apply, whether you're a parent or not, is just the concept of quality over quantity and intentionality. Like, yeah. You don't need to train, realistically, you don't need to train 5 days a week. You can train 3 times a week as long as those workouts are intentional and effective. You don't need to do 7 sets. You can do 3 sets as long as you're doing them to the best of your ability. Same thing. Like, I feel like this is more applicable as your kids get a little bit older and a little more independent, like probably not the first year, but like when you're spending time with your children don't need your time 24/7 once they're toddlers and up. It's way more beneficial to spend intentional quality time with them than to try to just spend all of your time with them, because then you're burning out and you're not being your best self because you're thinking about all the other things you need to do when cleaning up the house or doing this or going to work or doing your fitness or doing your meal prep or doing everything else that we have to do in the day, right? So pick and choose effectively and always remember, like, quality over quantity. Your kids would rather spend time with you when you're in a good mood and can give them your full attention than when you're exhausted anyways and you're half on your phone and you're not really paying attention.
And then I guess it's kind of like follow suit into that a little bit, but don't be afraid to involve your kiddos as well, like with your working out. Like the other day, I was doing a workout and he woke up early from his nap. And I was like, are you kidding me? Like, I was like, literally, I don't even know, dude. I was like 10 minutes into my workout. I'm like, well, this sucks. So, but I said to myself, instead of just throwing in the towel and being like, oh, like, fuck it, you know, like I'm not getting this workout in. Like, I literally was just like finished warming up. Like, it was ridiculous. So I was like, okay, I'm not going to use this as an excuse. I'm not going to, you know, get anxious about it. I'm just going to flow. I'm just going to flow with it. Like, we're going to see what's going to happen. So I got him. I gave him this bottle and like, I set him up, like whatever, with all his shit. And I finished my workout. Like, I just went down, he watched me and like, he just hung out. And then like, you know, yes, the workout, if I have to go like tend to him or like whatever, and like entertain him between sets and like, yes, it looks different, but I still got it done. You know what I mean? So involve your kids, like no matter, they don't have to be like older, like you don't have to work out with them. Like they literally can be babies. Like just set them up, work out in front of them, do a quick 15-minute workout. You're laying on the floor playing with them, do a core workout. Like there's opportunities to move your body all day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And especially like I love cardio, but I would say the majority of people don't like cardio. And especially if you have kids, cardio with your kids is the best thing ever. Like they don't get tired and it's exhausting. Like playing a sport with your kid or going playing, kicking a ball. Like I know in the winter, it's a little more challenging, but even like wrestling and running around the living room, like that is just, that's better cardio than going on the treadmill.
Oh yeah. 100%. Even now,
I know you went swimming with Colton yesterday.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's not like intense swimming, but you know, it's still movement.
Hey, my watch still logs it as exercise. So like, but like now that he's like moving and like crawling around everywhere and like literally climbing up on everything. And like, I follow him all day. Like I feel like my steps are like so high, like just from following this kid and he's like 7 months old. Like what the hell?
Yeah. Yeah. I love the concept to involve your kids. And like the, if you think back, just speaking generally, most adults, not all of us, but a lot of us, especially clients, like speaking with clients, and our clients are very open with us and vulnerable about the struggles they've faced and they're going through. And so many women, and I know it's men too, like are not confident in their body and they're not confident at the gym. And that can hold them back from even going to the gym because they're like, man, I don't know what to do. I'm just not going to start. But if your kids, if you could normalize that from a young age with your kids, like they're going to be so much better off when they start to become teenagers and young adults and they want to go to the gym. They're gonna be like, oh yeah, like I got this. Like my mom did this. My dad did this. Like I'm used to this. This is my normal life. As opposed to being like potentially we were, where it was like super intimidating and out of our comfort zone and high anxiety. Like, just normalize that from a young age.
I actually can't wait to do that shit with Colton. And like, I can't wait to, like, you know, he's old enough and like be able to do, you know, take him to the gym with me or whatever that looks like. And it doesn't even have to be training too. Like, I can't wait to start involving him in, you know, the kitchen and nutrition. Mm-hmm. And like just teaching him that stuff and teaching him about food. And I know that's like long down the road, but I feel like it'll be here before I know it. And like, I want him to get involved in that stuff. Like, I think that's so important.
I agree. This concept I've been thinking about a lot lately, and it's, so I am, and Brendan's on the same page as me, but like, I'm always really, I don't even know where this came from, but like, I am not big on Christmas. I'm not big on material items. Like, I don't like gifts. I don't like receiving gifts. I honestly don't even really like giving gifts. I feel like it's like fake. I don't know. That's just my opinion. Like, I don't like Christmas because it's like, I'm not getting you a present for any reason. I'm getting you a present because it's Christmas and I feel like I have to. Like, yeah. I don't like that. And again, I'm not going too deep into it, but like, I feel like a lot of kids these days, not my kids per se, but in general, don't appreciate things as much as they could. So like, one thing that Brendan and I have been doing a lot is more so focus on the experience instead of like a material item, like doing things together or even getting the kids gifts that they can like do, as opposed to just like, here's an iPad. Now, obviously our kids do have iPads. I'm not saying that, but I think it's important to, instead of try to like buy your kids things you didn't have, but like teach your kids things you didn't know. Right?
No, totally. I love that.
Yeah. Like, again, so many people, and I know this because we have clients who came to us in this boat, are like, oh, I didn't even know what protein was. I didn't know I was supposed to eat this much protein. I didn't know that there were carbs and proteins and fats. And I didn't know how to make these meals. It's like, let's teach our kids those things. Right. We talk about, it's funny because Austin's like older now, he's 11, and he asks me questions all the time about like your metabolism and about protein and about sugar. And he's like one of the conversations that came up recently, because Brendan's doing a cut and I'm doing a cut, but not nearly as aggressively as I was for my show. So he's like, how come like dad doesn't get treat meals right now? And I'm like, well, the thing is like, he could have a treat meal. There's no like good or bad foods, but it doesn't make sense for him to have a treat meal right now because his calories are significantly lower than when he was bulking and trying to build muscle. Right. So it's like, he could eat a chocolate bar, but that's going to take up so many more of his calories for today that it doesn't make sense in this situation. So it's like, he could, but like, and I was just like, oh wow, like that makes sense. So I'm like, yeah, you know? So it's so cool to teach your kids about health.
100%. And I think that's so important. And it's like something I definitely want to make sure that I instill with Colton, because it is so important.
Switching gears a little bit. I think obviously when your kids go to school, you have a lot more time. However, like there's a difference as well with like the typical working mom or the typical stay at home mom when it comes to being able to navigate fitness.
Yeah.
So in my perspective, and I would love to hear what you think, Britt, like having a home gym set up to some degree, especially if you are a stay at home mom or like a brand new mom who's on mat leave or whatever, is really helpful. Like, yes, if you can do kind of like the shift thing with your spouse, or if you have family that is there to watch your kids or potentially daycare at your gym, like that's great if you want to get out of the house. Cause I'm sure that that is exhausting sometimes to just be stuck in your house.
It is.
But having a home gym, even as an alternative, is such a great option. And you don't need an extravagant home gym. You literally need dumbbells, a bench, and some bands.
Yeah. We actually just set up our basement gym. Like, obviously we still need to get some stuff, but it gets the job done for sure. And it's like made life so much easier, because like that was what, you know, my excuse and Ben's excuse for not working out was like, okay, well, like we don't have time to go to the gym. And like by the end of the day, like with my work and Ben's work and our schedule and, you know, Colton being his age, and like, it just wasn't making sense. And I'm like, hey, we need to do something here. So, you know, we didn't spend a lot of money, like, you know, you can get shit. You don't have to get brand new stuff. Like we literally found like such an amazing deal on like Facebook Marketplace and got like this killer deal, you know, on with a barbell and like plates and dumbbells and all that shit. And we have a bench. And like, honestly, it's like made life so much easier for myself and Ben just to get downstairs, get in the basement. You know, we put him down for a nap. We're like, okay, we have at least a half an hour to crush out a workout. Let's go kill it. Or, you know, once he goes to bed. Like, we've done that. Like, we'll just go downstairs, crush out a workout. Like, it's just so much easier instead of like having to, like, I worked out the other day in my pajamas. Like, whatever it is, what it is.
Yeah, exactly. And even if you're someone who prefers the gym because you get out of that like home space, it's still mm-hmm. nice to have that as an option, because then there's no excuse. Like, yes, sometimes something comes up, your kid's sick, you wake up at weird times, you can't go to the gym at the normal time, but then you still have the home gym.
Yes.
There's really no excuse other than your own self getting in the way.
Exactly. Like the other day I brought Colton down. Like, I was just saying, like, I brought Colton downstairs with me, like, whatever, like, he doesn't have to be sleeping for me to get a workout in. Yes, it's obviously easier. And like the workout is done in half the time, but it still works.
Yeah. Yeah. And then on the note of nutrition as well, I mean, I think that meal prep goes a long way. Prepping.
Prepping for me has been so key. Like,
yeah.
Ben and I tried to do it on like the weekends together, and like just making sure we have that food prepped and ready to go in the fridge, like during those busy days. Cause like Ben works full time, he's not home. So I'm home, you know, with him, you know, I'm working, I'm trying to work out, like I'm trying to, you know, do my stuff, take care of him. And like sometimes food is like an afterthought almost. So making sure that like I literally have my meals ready to go, and like I can just, you know, pop in the microwave or in the air fryer. Yes. Do I get to sit down and eat this meal? Half the time, no. I'm like running around eating, but like I'm still eating, which is so important because I wasn't eating before. Like my first meal would be like sometimes at 5 o'clock at night. And like, that is a no-go.
Yeah. Yeah. If you have it prepared, and again, it doesn't have to be this extravagant meal prep, like even just basic, like macros, like have some prepped chicken or prepped ground beef or some prepped rice. Or if you do prep your meals into containers, like just freeze some, because then like worst case, yeah, it's frozen food. Ew, gross. But like, it's better than no food. And yeah, then you have it on the stockpile, right?
Yeah.
Another option is, this is what I do sometimes if it's like a very busy season of my life, and like either like it's busy with work and then the kids have hockey all the time and Brendan's gone or whatever the case, like, is sometimes I will order prepped meals. I'm not big on ordering meal prep from companies just for multiple reasons, but it is nice to kind of just have that backup meal there. Like we still cook our own food, but sometimes it's like, shit, man, like we're running low. And it's like, yeah, okay, I have these like pre-made meals in the freezer that I know are healthy, that I know are macro friendly, and I can use those.
Yeah. Love that.
Yes. Anything else that you think is pivotal and important when it comes to either being a new parent or just navigating the younger stages?
I guess just like, I want people to know that like, it's, you know, perfectly okay to acknowledge that fitness just can't, you know, be a huge priority for you at any given time. That was like a huge eye-opening thing for me, that, you know, that's totally fine. Sometimes that's just the reality of the moment. You know, you might be overwhelmed with a newborn baby, you might be overwhelmed with a, you know, your just a new kid's activity schedule or whatever the case may be with your kids. Life is just really truly about, I guess, balance and making choices that determine trade-offs for you and your family, if that makes sense. We're not, you know, I'm not here to judge. We're not here to judge. We're really just here to help you, and you can find the time to work on your health and fitness no matter how crazy life seems at, you know, at the moment. But eventually you will find time, and there will be a place again where you can make your health and fitness a priority.
Mm-hmm. And I think the big thing in that as well is like the small steps, like don't just throw in a towel, right? There's mm-hmm. always something you can do, no matter how busy or overwhelmed you are. Like there's always something you can do, something for your mind. You can do something for your body, something for your nutrition, something somewhere every day. And if you can hold on to those little steps, they do compound and they make getting back into the swing of things and moving forward so much easier.
I love that.
Oh, there was one other thing I wanted to say before we tuned out. Oh, the one thing that helped me a lot when I had begun having kids in my life, I used to be an evening workout person. Like I used to be like, why would anyone work out in the morning? The evening is so nice. And then it's like the end of your day and it's relaxing. And then once I got kids in my life, I was like, holy shit.
Yeah,
that's I need to train in the morning, because when you have kids asking you 8 million questions a day about why is this like that? And what's this? And how's this? And what's your favorite color about this? And do you like that? And what about this? And how many minutes are in a second? And how many seconds are in a year? By the end of the day, your brain is so tired.
You're like, no, no, I'm the same way. I'm now like I either like morning or like mid afternoon girl. No more evening workouts for me. It's a occasional I'll have to throw one in there and I absolutely hate it, but no, I totally agree.
Yeah. And I mean, some people just still prefer evenings and it is totally personal preference, but if you're a parent who's struggling to get your workouts in the evening, highly suggest switching to the morning, at least temporarily until you build that like foundation and solid schedule. And then like you can be more flexible with moving things around once you kind of have that baseline established and you're back in the momentum.
Yes.
Cool. Well, I think that was everything I wanted to cover today.
Yeah, me too. Honestly, like there's small things that you can start implementing into your life and like making sure that you're, I guess like with this episode, like just keep trying to make yourself a priority. I know it's so hard and the days are so busy. And like, especially with having kids, like it's you, man. Like you're taking care of these kids. Like they want you, they want you, they want you. You're like, just, it's so overwhelming there. You forget to take care of yourself. And like, I was literally just there. Some days I'm still there and I'm like, oh my God. But I guess just with this episode is like, keep trying, work hard to make yourself a priority.
Mm-hmm. And don't feel bad about doing it.
No, don't throw that away. It's so important to make sure that you're not feeling guilty about it because your kids will thank you one day.
Absolutely. And like, let your kids be your why. Let your kids be your reason why you work on your goals and work on yourself and be that role model. Don't let them be the excuse and the reason why you don't. Because even from the kid's perspective, it's like, can you imagine if your mom looked at you and was like, oh yeah, I'm out of shape because of you, right? Yeah. So just flip your perspective on it. It's easy to fall into the mom guilt and it's easy to fall into the, oh, I can't do it because I have kids, because I'm so busy. But the hard thing and the right thing to do are usually the same. So if it's easy for you to fall into that victim like guilt mentality, push yourself beyond that because it's completely possible to be selfless and selfish at the same time and still be a great parent and still show up for you.
Yes. So important.
I love it. All right. Well, I think that wraps everything up for today. If you guys got value, let us know if there's any topics you want us to cover, specifically obviously about being a new mom and you want Brittany's opinion or anything that you want us to speak on, let us know. You can find us on Instagram at Nyfina. And Britt, where can they find you?
At B Burgess on Instagram.
At B Burgess. When is it going to be at B Tammings?
Oh my God. I don't even know, man. I actually completely forgot about that. Man, having a kid, I don't even know. I don't even know what day it is. I don't even know what year it is. Right? We'll cross that bridge when we get to it.
All right. Well, we'll see you guys in the next episode.
See you guys.
Thank you so much for listening to another episode of Beyond the Body. If you're getting value from the podcast, please don't forget to follow, rate, and review. It really goes a long way. And if you're ready to take your mind and body to the next level and you want to work closely with me and my team, head over to my Instagram page at Nyfina and tap the link in my bio to fill in a coaching application to see if Cut and Conquer can help you transform your life.